To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bob's Boneheads.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Rolling right along. Thanks to Dana Hughes from earlier for joining the show. We move on into the 8 o'clock hour. We start off with what we always do, Bob's Bonehead of the Week.
Yeah, and look, this one doesn't come lightly. And, you know, last week we sat here and we did the Bonehead of the Week and I gave it to my dad, right? And I gave it to my dad because he gave a toast at my mother's birthday party calling her a good cook and organizer. Mm-hmm. And for 2 weeks now, the entire family's still laughing about this thing,
it's
right?
So good.
It's the best. It's just unbelievable. And so I've given it to my father on this one because he absolutely 100% deserved it for last week. And so when I say I don't give these things lightly, this is not in a joking manner. This is not something that is, I don't know what you want to call it, taken lightly. This is really a serious bonehead of the week, and it goes to Andy Reid. And the reason that it goes to Andy Reid is not because of the season, not because of all this stuff. It goes to Andy Reid because of that fourth down and one call that we saw the other day in that game. And to me, that call right there was a microcosm of everything that's gone wrong, you know, this season. It was a bad play call. It was a play call that felt like Andy Reid didn't have the feel of the game, didn't have the sense of the game, seemed confused and bewildered about what was going on at that point in time. And it was so out of character for Andy Reid. And to top it all off, it was unnecessary. And so not only was it the bad decision, it was a bad play to call, and it was unneeded. You were in a 10-10 ball game, and your defense was balling out, and they were playing their asses off. They were playing probably their best half of football that we've seen all season long, and they took it on themselves to go out there and win that game for you, and they started to do that, and they were winning that game for you, and then you decided to go for it on fourth and one, throwing a ball to, you know, Hans Rice out there instead of running it with Kareem Hunt, who's been very successful, empty backfield. Everybody knew what was coming. The entire thing was an utter disaster. And that play right there, if somebody said to me, why did it go wrong this season? I would walk them through that fourth and one play. And I would say, this play here and everything that went into it, the development, the thought process, the situation, that's why this team right now is not playing good football and why they're not going to the playoffs this year. And that one play to me was the season defining moment in one play. And that's why I give Andy Reid the Bonehead of the Week, because that was a terrible, terrible, not well thought out at all decision by Andy Reid to go for it. The play that he called, the person he targeted, the whole situation, not having a feel of the game, that right there sums up the entire season. To me, the Jacksonville game is the game that sums up the season. The play that sums up the season was that fourth and one that Andy Reid went for on Sunday night for no apparent reason whatsoever.
It's also the play design. You kind of hinted on a little bit in that bonehead rant, which was, yeah, you went for it. Don't like that decision, but you went with it with an empty back set. Like,
yeah,
everybody knew that you weren't running the ball, which means...
And you're not going to do a quarterback draw.
And 50% nope. of your playbook is now exposed because they know, okay, move forward to the line. Just stay in front of your guy. They're not going to hand the ball off. And like you said, they're not going to run the ball. So you basically eliminated half of what you did, plus where you were at on the field and the way that your defense was playing. Like, that's somewhere where, like, I would have loved Spags to go up to him and be like, hey, Andy, give my defense another shot. We'll get you the ball back on the 50-yard line moving forward. Didn't happen.
It's like when Kevin Gilbride punched Buddy Ryan on the sideline, right? It's like, that's one of those moments you're like, if you're Spags, you're like, what in the hell are you doing out there, man? We're playing our asses off. I would have been against that move if they were on the other 31-yard line in a 10-10 game where points are at a premium. Take the three.
How much Agreed. Do you put weight on Butker in that situation? Because if he hits that field goal, Andy's like, punt that thing.
Well, sure.
I mean, it does go back to him missing that, of course, but that doesn't change Andy.
Yeah, mistakes don't make up for mistakes, no, right?
But I think that does affect Andy because Andy knows they had three and lost three. What do you say? Don't chase points?
Always.
And you didn't get that three. You knew that it was a struggle on offense to do it, and you wanted to think that maybe that was that gamble, right? That was that stab at the pot that I think this guy's going to fold because I'm going to overly bet here, and I don't think he's going to call me. And then you flip your cards over, and he flips his, and he goes, got you beat. And you're like, oh, man. And it's like, well, the only reason you ever go that high on a chip bet is because when you're going to make a stab at the pot with a dead hand. Well, Andy went all in on fourth and one and threw the ball instead of running the ball, so they knew they had him beat. And then you go back to the game prior, and Butker misses that field goal, and Andy's like, I got to get those three back. And if I get this first down, this will be the tonsil tickler. This will be the one that'll get them rocking back a little bit, make them trust me. And it didn't work, and it essentially cost them the game.
It did, and it was a bad decision all the way around. And he's owned up to it and all that kind of stuff. That's fine, big deal. But you have to be better in the course of the game and understand – you know, the flow of the game. I think everybody at that point in time was screaming, why are you going for it? I don't know. There's a couple of, you know, hardos and X's and O's dorks on Twitter that'll tell you it was the right thing to do and get mad at you when you say it wasn't because they believe everything that Andy does is perfect. But that's just not the case, right? Like, we all make mistakes. I hate to let Billy Coons know. Even I make mistakes. Made a big one last night with my kids. And so I'm owning up to making mistakes and whatnot. So it happens over the course of time. Even the best at what they do, Andy Reid can make mistakes at that point in time. That's where he has to call it maybe a timeout. We didn't even call a timeout in that situation. You went for it on fourth and one, and it looked like it was rushed. It looked like it was hurried. It looked like people were confused. It just did not look like the right play. And when they came out in that formation, I knew they weren't going to get it. Now, people will say Rice has to catch that football. I don't disagree with that. However, his body of work shows you he's not reliable. So in a situation where your season's on the line, you emptied the backfield, you went for it at your own 31, and you threw it to a guy that has no reliability to catch the football.
Yeah, and I don't know if he showed reliability that he doesn't, but I agree with you. He hasn't showed that he's reliable yet, and I don't know who has on this team.
That's
other
the
than
other
87.
Thing.
They've got to work on that. That's a separate issue. But, I mean, me and one of my brothers, Sean, always talk about just on offense, you want versatility. You want the most options at all times, no matter what personnel groups on the field. We could do anything. It could be a run, could be a pass, could go to this guy, could go to this guy. And the Chiefs used to have that down so much a couple years ago. And it just felt like no matter who was on the field,
you didn't know.
It could be play action, could be a run. They could do anything. I mean, this is the exact antithesis of this. I talked about it last week. One normal drop back pass under center. What do they do when they're under center? They're going to run it with Kareem Hunt. So it's like even with a running back in the field, Andy Reid has done really, I mean, he's worked hard at truncating his playbook and his possibilities all season. And he's got to widen that out next year. Not only that, the text line's going crazy. And I've got to mention it because it should be mentioned on that fourth and six. Mm-hmm.
I was talking about the fourth and one, though.
Yeah, exactly. And that call.
The fourth and six at that point in time, you got to go, for,
go
it there.
For it.
I have no problem with that.
And you're right, because of what you did.
Right.
Because of the situation.
And
on that play, yeah. Rashee Rice is blocking Will Anderson. I don't know if you've seen that. Like, not even like a chip, and then I'm going to go run around. He did not run around. He's blocking Will Anderson. And that is what it forces Mahomes to have to kind of veer left. It's just little things like that. I just don't understand.
Yeah. And you know, to Dusty's point about, does he make that move if Butker makes the field goal? Probably not, but that you can't live your life that way. You can't sit here and say, God, if I just would have done this, or you can't change what has happened. But what you can do is affect the future and have a positive impact on going forward. At that point in time, you're in a field position game. How he didn't understand that is concerning to me.
We got a good
question.
If
he did understand that and still made that decision, it's still concerning to me. Maybe, the whole thing is very concerning.
From the 660, this is a good question I thought for you guys. Would you guys rather them miss the playoffs or lose in the first round?
Losing the first round.
Losing the first round.
Always make the
playoffs. Yeah, always make the playoffs. Yeah, absolutely. Always. Yeah.
Always. Yeah, I guess I'd be on the other side there at this point.
Are you talking about this season specifically or just every year possible?
I mean, I just read the I don't know. You know, just this season, I guess, would be.
No, this season, I would just make the playoffs.
Always make the playoffs.
Yeah, always make the playoffs. Always.
Yeah, I'm usually that way. I guess I'm veering another way this time.
No, you're seeing the evidence in front of you, and you're just done. You're like in a bad relationship right now. No matter what they do, you don't care anymore. Well, I get it.
For sure, and I think part of my thing last year was this team isn't as good as their record. They're winning these close games. They should be winning more, and now it's all coming to fruition. So I'm like, okay, if they make the playoffs and play well in the first round and lose to a good Bills team or name your team, it's like, oh, well, see, guys? We were right there. Just patch a couple things together. I want this
I
to
see
feel,
what you're saying.
I want them to feel the gravity of this situation.
Yeah, you want them to fail so they make the changes that they need to make and don't get swayed by.
Yes.
Danan kind of talked about that earlier, you know, and about, you know, this team getting all the way to the Super Bowl last year kind of, you know, blinded them on what they needed to do this offseason.
We're just two plays different than last year's team, and we're not better and we're not worse.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Record is worse, but we're not worse. And I think because we were winning football games, maybe some things were brushed under the rug. And we thought we could win the same type of way this year. And that's not the case. Teams have caught up to us.
Yep.
That's it. They have caught up to them.
Yeah, they're stale. Spice.
Yep. Yeah, they're stale. And it's one thing, you know, to have teams catch up to you. Then you change. And that's what this offseason is going to be about. If they come back next year and it's a lot of the same, we're having different conversations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.